the book Hebrews, part 222. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua, South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I've written, especially the book, The Two Keys to the Book of Revelation, a full book, nearly 800 pages thick, you can contact us at our WhatsApp number. It's plus 27 international code 0722 367 124, or just go to my website https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in a study, you are so very, very welcome. Please go to part one, start from the beginning, because you have missed out on quite a bit of information. It's also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the other studies that we are currently busy with, as well as our TikTok messages. Please make sure that you at least have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and a notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. What a privilege to start this week in the revelation word of Yahweh our Elohim. John 15 verse 12. Now this is our confirmation scriptures concerning what we have studied last week. In Hebrews 10:24, our scriptures is David 10:24, and let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works. Now we are continuing in the side scripture, which is John 15 verse 12. We already last week has done verse 11. This is my commandment, that you love one another. This is my commandment. He doesn't say we need to obey the 613 laws of Moses. No. He does not say that we must find ourselves an earthly high priest who can offer for our sins an atonement offering. No, he doesn't. Because all the earthly priests had to offer for their own sins first, then unto the sins of the nation of Israel. But he says, this is my commandment. Who's my? It's Yahushua's commandment. It's a new covenant with new rules. And there's only two kingly commandments or covenant, commandments. Hear Israel, Yahweh your Elohim is one. You must love him with your whole heart, your soul, your body and mind. And you must love your brother like yourself. Brother and my sisters who are Yahvist. It doesn't talk about the world outside there. The Chinese and the Buddhist and Hindus. No. He's talking about the bride of Yahushua. Those that are spiritually flesh of my flesh and blood of my blood. It's not even my children. It's not my family. It's the Yahvist. It's the commandment that we should love them. We don't have 613 laws to obey and partake in. Hebrews 7 verse 18 says that Yahweh made them to none because of the unprofitableness of it. This is my commandment, that you love one another. We should love one another. And this is not a filet love. No, this is the agape love, the supernatural love, the type of love that Yahushua had for us and Yahweh our Elohim had for us. where through Yafa has guaranteed that which he has had in mind for us, in order to have our names in the book of life before the foundation of the earth, which we through sin have removed when we became adults. Every baby, child, yeah, every baby are born with its names in the book of life. But then through sin, ourselves, we remove it. But through Yahshua, Father Yahshua has foreseen for a savior, for a high priest that did not need to offer for his own sins, because the Bible said he did not sin, he did not add any sin. He became sin by dying on the cross on Golgotha's hill. And through his death and resurrection, his burial, his resurrection, his ascending into heaven, through his blood and a new testamental covenant with only two commandments, he has, Father, through the blood of Yahshua, has foreseen in order for us to have our names reinstated in the book of eternal life as it was before the foundation of the earth. This is what very few people know today, is that they must have their names reinstated through the blood, the redemption blood of Yahshua. But that is not where it stops, there where everything begins. Because after we came to repentance and been immersed in the name of Yahshua to the forgiveness of our sins, from there our names are reinstated in the book of life as it was before the foundation of the earth. But now the onus is on us to strive in holiness every day, to keep our names in a pure state. And that's why Yahshua said, he's the right hand. He went and sat at the right hand of the authority of Father Yahweh, where he intercedes on our behalf. Should it happen that we don't even fall, only stumble a little bit through life, immediately Yahshua intercedes at the throne of Yahweh El Elohim on our behalf. Now I just want to say it very straightforward. This does not give you and me the right to live in sin and to play with sin and to play games, spiritual games. We need to stay in striving towards perfect holiness. And I have explained before, this is what will take us the rest of our lives. This is what we are doing. Striving towards total holiness. No, but nobody can be holy. No, we're striving towards it. Remember, commitment, completion, commitment, completion, commitment, completion, with our eyes on your goal. When we start this journey of life, we cannot touch the end of our goal. It's impossible. But through life, commitment, completion. Every night when I go to bed, it's completed whatever I started for this day. And that's why the Bible says we must not live for tomorrow and the day after. She lived for today. Commitment, completion. Commitment. This is my legs as I walk. Commitment, completion. Every day with my eyes focused on my end destination, my end goal. And that is when I die, when I will blow my breath and my soul will go to paradise. Because for the bride, we don't stay in Hades. Our souls go to paradise. Hallelujah. In the third heaven. Because Yahushua said to the sinner on the right hand, hanging on the cross next to him, today, very, very, I say unto you, he's sworn, today you will be with me in paradise. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Hallelujah. You know what? This scripture, which was spoken 2,000 years ago by Yahushua himself, is as fresh and new today, in 2025, as if it happened this morning. Not more than 2,000 years ago. No, no, no. It is as if it was just spoken this morning. Brand new, fresh. A promise. A promise that says that you will live although you have died. What a promise. 2,000 years ago, and today, we as full-blooded Yahvist, we are prepared to die for it. We will live although we have died. There's nothing that will hold me back and will hold you back. If we have come to repentance and have been born again through the blood of Yahushua and the redemption through immersing in the name of Yahushua, reinstated our names in the book of life and living in holiness every day. Yeah, it's a life's task to live in holiness every day. Commitment completion every day. But it's worthwhile. You know what happens? We have a reason to wake up in the morning. We have a reason to start our day every day in the study, in the revelation word of Yahweh. Immaterial what happens with the internet and all these things. Sometimes we have difficulties like we had now for a whole week. But it doesn't matter. We live in holiness. Nothing is to divert our minds from the promises. You will live although you have died. That's a promise written in the redemption blood, the supernatural blood of Yahushua. Hallelujah. I just experienced the anointing of the Ruach HaKodesh in this studio. What a privilege that Yahushua has come to show us a way in which we can follow him blinded. You can blindfold me and I will follow him without stumbling. Why? Because he will hold my hand. We can follow him blindly through faith. This is what happened with Peter when he was on the boat and Yahushua was walking on the water. And Peter stood in the boat and he said to Yahushua, I also want to walk on water. And Yahushua says to come. You know, Peter, Apostle Peter, got over the side of the boat and he started walking towards Yahushua. And Yahushua says, come to me, come to me. You know, and I think it was like when I can remember our little son. Today he's 50 years old. He's not little, he's a giant. But when he was small, the first steps that he ever gave, I held my arms and I said to Nikki, I says, come to daddy. And he was touching my fingers, and as he started walking, I was moving backwards. There became a gap. And he was laughing and he was so excited and he had his eyes focused on me and he came. And then suddenly he looked away and he went and sat on his backside. Why did he do that? Because there became a distance between myself and my son, my little boy. Suddenly he saw the gap that occurred and he was not sure about himself. And he just went down and sat. And then I picked him up and says, come, walk to Daddy. And this is what happened with Apostle Peter. As long as he had his eyes focused on the salvation giver, Yahushua, the one that came to redeem him by his blood, as long as he had his eyes focused on the message of salvation, the eyes of love, he walked towards Yahushua. And you know what Yahushua did? He just walked back one step on a time, one step, and Peter came. And then suddenly the Bible says, Peter just sank into the water. Why? Why did he? Did he have no faith? No. I think on that stage, as my little baby boy, he looked back and he saw there was the boat in the distance. He walked so far in the water, he suddenly realized that there was waves and the deep of the water of the sea. And he realized the situation. There's the boat there where I can be safe. And there was such a vast distance between Peter and the boat which he climbed from. The moment that he took his eyes off Yahushua, he saw the problem. He saw the distance between himself and the boat. And this is what happened in our lives, walking in faith. As long as we have our eyes focused on Yahushua, we don't see the waves, we don't see the situations, we don't see the times. But the moment that we look back and we see where the boat is, we've moved on. Not focusing on Yahushua anymore, but suddenly realizing this distance that you have come. Faith just disappears. This is what Yahweh says this morning. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Let us keep in this day, let us keep our eyes focused on the creator of our salvation, Yahushua, the one who gave his life for us. And you know what? There's no problem or sickness or situation bigger than the love that he has for us. Let us stand fast in the gospel of salvation in which he called us. Till tomorrow morning, it is Father's will. Walk in faith. Eyes focus on the end of your salvation. Maranatha. Yahushua is coming back again. Hallelujah.